بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله عليه وسلم على المصطفى المجتبى الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وتابعين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، ولرعاية الشؤون الفنية في شأن الشبكة وإرسال الكلام تأخر وقت الدرس معنا.
Habib Omar began Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as well as sending praise to Allah and blessings on His chosen Prophet. And he said, due to some of the affairs relating to the electronics as well as the internet connection here, we're starting the lesson late.
وهذا اليوم هو أول أيام شهر رجب بالتاريخ في البلدان التي حوالينا.
And today is the first day of the month of Rajab, based on the calendar of our neighboring countries.
وهو الشهر الحرام الفرد من بين الأشهر الحرم.
And it is the singular sacred month from among the sacred months.
وقد وردت عدد من الروايات بفضل هذا الشهر ومكانته عند الله تعالى.
And a number of transmissions have been narrated concerning the merit of this month as well as its station with Allah exalted is He.
ومنها ما روى الديلمي عن علي بن أبي طالب عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And from it is that which Ad-Daylami related from Ali bin Abu Talib from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أكثر من الاستغفار في شهر رجب.
Say much of istighfar, seeking forgiveness during the month of Rajab.
فإن لله في كل ساعة منه عتقاء من النار.
For indeed Allah has in each moment thereof those whom He emancipates from the fire.
وقد كان العلماء يقولون رجب شهر الاستغفار.
And the scholars used to say that Rajab is the month of seeking forgiveness.
وشعبان شهر الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Sha'ban is the month of sending blessings upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ورمضان شهر قراءة القرآن.
And Ramadan is the month of reciting the Quran.
بمعنى أنه ينبغي أن يكثر الإنسان في كل شهر من هذه الأعمال.
Meaning that a person should say much in each of these months of these various invocations.
وإن كانت هي في حد ذاتها مستمرة في مختلف الأشهر والأزمان.
Even if these deeds, meaning these invocations in and of themselves, continue in the other months of the year.
وقد وقفنا في متابعة درسنا في كتاب الكبريت الأحمر على قوله.
And we came in our lesson, our continuous lesson in the book Red Sulfur, to the saying of the Sheikh.
في نظمه اعتقاد أهل السنة.
In his poetry of the doctrine of the people of the Sunnah.
قديم كلام حين لا حرف كائن ولا عرض حاشا وجسم وجوهر.
Of beginningless speech describing Allah when no letter existed nor any accident, far be it from him nor any body or substance.
يقول قديم كلام فيه إثبات صفة الكلام لله تبارك وتعالى.
He says of beginningless speech, and in this is an affirmation of the attribute of speech for Allah, exalted is He.
ونقول وذلك لأن الكلام في حق الحي كمال.
And we say because speech for a existent being or a living being is an attribute of perfection.
وكل ما كان كمالا فالحق تبارك وتعالى واجب له.
And every perfection is a requisite or a required for us to believe about Allah possessing it.
إلا أنه عند وصف الله به فيكون لائقا بجلاله.
However, when Allah is described as having this attribute, it is becoming of His magnificence.
وإن الكلام في حق الخلق يأتي بمعان.
Speech with respect to creatures has various meanings.
منها ما هو الحروف والأصوات.
From these meanings are letters and sounds.
وتتكون منها اللغات المختلفة.
And from these, the various languages are comprised.
ومنها ما يكون إشارة غير صوت ولا حرف.
And from these is that which is an indication, though not a or without a sound or a letter.
ومنها ما يسمى بالكلام النفسي.
And also there is that speech that is called speech of the soul or of the self.
والكلام النفسي هو عبارة عن معنى خاص من الكلام يكون في نفس الإنسان من دون نطق بصوت ولا حرف.
And the speech of the soul or the self is a distinct or unique meaning that exists for the human being and it exists within his or her soul without any sound or any letter.
وفيه القول المشهور عند الشاعر إن الكلام لفي الفؤاد وإنما جعل اللسان على الفؤاد دليلا.
And there's a famous saying of a poet concerning this in which he says, verily speech is within the heart and the tongue has been made an indication of the heart.
فهذا الكلام النفسي الذي يعبر عنه بعد ذلك بلغات مختلفة.
So this speech of the soul or of the self is expressed or discussed with various languages.
هو معنى من معاني الكلام.
And this is a meaning from the various meanings of speech.
بل هو أصله.
Rather, this is its origin.
إذا فهمنا ذلك فإن الكلام في حق الله تبارك وتعالى هو كلام لائق بجلال الله.
If we've understood this, then we must know that speech with respect to Allah Ta'ala is becoming or has a meaning becoming of His magnificence.
يستحيل أن يكون صوتا أو حرفا أو شيئا من الحادثات.
It's impossible that it be a sound, a letter, or any of the various things that exist or are originated in time.
فهو قديم أزلي.
It is beginningless and eternal.
وهو دائم أبدي.
And it is everlasting.
ولهذا قال قديم كلامين.
So for this reason, he said, of beginningless speech.
أي فهو الموصوف تعالى بأنه المتكلم حين لا حرف كائن.
So he exalted is he is characterized or has the attribute of being a speaker when no letter existed.
قبل أن يخلق الحروف سبحانه وتعالى وكذلك الأعراض والجواهر والأجسام.
Prior to his creating letters, exalted is he, and similarly prior to any accident, body or substance.
ثم إنه تكرما منه سبحانه وتعالى أراد أن يعلم عباده من معاني كلامه القديم ما ينتفعون به ويهتدون.
And then he through his generosity willed that his slaves know meanings of his beginningless speech through which they would benefit and be guided.
فتنزل تكرما وتفضلا على عباده بإرسال الرسل.
So then he تنزل.
أيوة. التنزل هو رعاية الأكبر للأصغر بما يستطيع الأصغر فهمه.
So he, in a very idiomatic translation, came down to the level of the slaves to and made revealed to them and conveyed to them in a manner that they could understand.
حيث وقفنا في أثناء هذه العبارة عند كلمة تنزل وتنزل لنوضح معنى من معناها.
And he said where we stopped at this when he was discussing تنزل, he said he'll clarify a meaning of that.
ونقول إننا نجد نحب أن نتفاهم ونتخاطب مع طفل صغير لا يعرف النطق.
And he said for instance we may like to we wish to make a child who doesn't understand speech understand things.
فنحدث أصواتا يفهم منها معنى تدل على الكلام الذي نريد أن نكلمه به.
So then we make sounds from which this child understands a meaning, and this meaning that they understand is the meaning that we wanted to convey to them with speech.
ثم أيضا نتخاطب مع بعض الحيوانات.
And similarly, we address animals.
فنحدث أصواتا تفهم منه معنى أقعد أو قم أو تعالى أو اذهب مثلا.
And so we make sounds that indicate sit, stand, come, go, for instance.
بل نحدث صوتا معناه اشرب بتهني فيحرك به فمه هذا الراعي للأغنام مثلا.
So and we also might make a sound indicating to them to drink. So a shepherd, for instance, will make a certain sound from which his flock will understand that he's commanding them to drink.
وأين هذه الأصوات من لغة الإنسان وبلاغتها وكمالها؟
And how do these sounds compare to human speech and its eloquence and its perfection?
لكن هذا التخاطب بها تنزل من الإنسان للحيوان وللطفل الصغير.
However, addressing them in this manner is a person's coming down to the level of an animal or, for instance, a small child.
فكذلك قلنا تنزل الله تعالى لخلقه.
And he said, similarly, we said that Allah comes down in order to make his creatures understand.
فكلامه الذي هو وصف من أوصافه القديم اللائق بجلاله أن يكون في متناول أي لغة من اللغات.
And he said, his beginningless speech that is becoming of his perfection and his magnificence, how could any of the various languages carry it or convey it?
لكنه تفضل سبحانه وتعالى بإلقاء معاني كلامه بهذه اللغات.
However, he through his beneficence cast the meanings into these languages.
وقال وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا بلسان قومه ليبين لهم.
And he said the translation of the meaning, we did not send a messenger save with the language of his people that he may convey to them.
فجعل التوراة والإنجيل بالعبرانية مثلا.
So he revealed the Torah and the Injil, the Torah and the Gospel in Hebrew, for instance.
وجعل القرآن الذي بعث به رسوله محمد إلى جميع العالمين بالعربية.
And he made his Quran with which he sent his messenger Muhammad to all of the worlds or all beings in the Arabic language.
وذات كلام الله ليس بعبراني ولا بعربي ولا غيرها من اللغات.
And the essence of Allah's speech is not in Hebrew, nor is it in Arabic or in any of the various languages.
لكنه اختار سبحانه وتعالى البيان لأهل تلك اللغة بالعبرانية والبيان للعالمين ببعثة محمد بالعربية تكرما منه وتنزلا لعباده.
However, he exalted as he willed that the Torah and the Injil be sent and the Gospel be sent in Hebrew, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be sent with the Quran out of beneficence from him and generosity.
ثم إن ألفاظ الكتب المنزلة والصحف على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين اكتسبت واكتست بركة ونورا وعظمة خاصات.
And then the phrases or the words of the Quran and the other revealed books, they acquired and were clothed in a unique light and a unique blessing and magnificence.
لما اختارها الله سبحانه وتعالى بيانا وتعبيرا عن كلامه الذي ليس يشبهه شيء.
When Allah chose them to be a clarification or an elucidation and a conveyance of his speech which is not similar to anything.
ثم خص القرآن بأن جعل ألفاظه معجزة لا يستطيع العرب ولا من دونهم أن يأتوا بمثلها.
And then he gave the Quran the unique distinction of making its individual phrases miraculous and rendering the Arabs incapable or anyone else of comprising or composing the likes of them.
وتولى بنفسه حفظه دون بقية الكتب التي آتاها الأنبياء.
And Allah took upon himself to preserve it, and as he did not any of the other revealed books.
فكان العظمة لهذا الكتاب العزيز والمكانة الكبرى التي يجب أن تحل في قلب كل مؤمن.
So the magnificence was for this mighty book as well as a greatness that must dwell within the heart of every believer.
وقد كلم الله تبارك وتعالى وخاطب بعض أنبيائه كما قال سبحانه تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله.
Allah Ta'ala spoke to some of his messengers as he said in the Quran, the translation of the meaning, those messengers, we preferred some of them over others. From them are those to whom Allah spoke.
وقال تعالى وكلم الله موسى تكليما.
And Allah exalted as he said, and Allah verily spoke to Moses.
وكلام الله لعباده هو كشف حجاب عن ذلك العبد ليفهم من أسرار معاني الله القديم بلا صوت ولا حرف ولا شيء من الحوادث.
Allah's speech to one of the slaves is that he unveil his heart so that he understands from the meanings of that beginningless speech, and that is without any letter or any form or any sound.
ثم إنه قد يطلق كل من التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن على ما كتب في السطور في الصحف والأوراق.
And then the Torah and the Gospel and the Quran may be used to describe the lines that are written in pages and so forth.
ويطلق على ما يحفظ في الأذهان.
And it is also used, these names are also used to describe that which is memorized in the minds.
ويطلق على ما ينطق باللسان.
And it's also used to describe that which is expressed or spoken on the tongue.
مع أن الأذهان وما تحفظه واللسان وما تنطق به والصحف وما يكتب فيها حديثات.
While the tongue and that which it says, and the mind and that which it memorizes, and the page and that which that and the pages and that which is written upon them are things that were originated in time, created things.
فهي لا يمكن أن تكون عين كلام الله تعالى القديم.
So they in and of themselves cannot be the very essence of Allah's speech, exalted is He, which is beginningless.
ولكن لما اختصت به من التعبير عن كلام الله تبارك وتعالى أطلق عليها هذا اللفظ.
However, because of the distinction that they were given, that they express meanings of Allah's beginningless speech, these words were used to describe them.
ولما كانت مشتركة في الإطلاق بين هذا وبين المعنى القديم القائم بذات الله تعالى منع من إطلاق أن يطلق عليها لفظ المخلوق أو مشابهة المخلوق.
And because they have this meaning which is, or this phrase or this name, because they are named in a manner that is also shared with the Allah's beginningless speech, it is prohibited to call them created.
فالقرآن كما أننا نطلقه على ما ننطق ونطقنا حادث فكذلك يطلق على ذات كلام الله تعالى.
So for instance, the Quran, we use it to, the word Quran, we use it to describe what we speak on our tongues, but similarly it is used to describe Allah's beginningless speech.
فلذا لم نستطع الإطلاق بأن نقول القرآن مخلوق.
So for this reason, we can't say without qualification that the Quran is created.
وعلى هذا المسار سار أسادتنا الصحابة والتابعون وأهل السنة في مدى الأعصار.
And he said, and along this way, the companions and those who followed them, and those who followed them traveled.
لا يشك أحد أن الأوراق والألفاظ مخلوقات.
None of them doubted that the pages and the words which are pronounced were created.
ولكن لما أن لفظ القرآن يطلق على الوصف القائم بذات الله تعالى امتنع عن أن يطلق عليه أنه مخلوق.
However, because Quran, the phrase Quran or the name Quran is used to describe that beginning the speech which exists through the essence of Allah, it is prohibited to call it created.
والأصل عند إطلاقه هو الوصف القائم بذات الله.
And what is meant initially when this is stated is that attribute which exists through Allah's essence or in Allah's essence.
وإنما أطلق على بقية الاعتبارات تكريما لها إذ تميزت بأنها الألفاظ التي اختارها الله لترجمة كلامه.
And the other usages for this word Quran are only used in a way of honoring them because this was what Allah chose to convey meanings of His beginningless eternal speech.
ولا شك أن كلامه القديم ينطوي فيه كل آت وكل ما يكون إلى أبد الأبد.
And without doubt, Allah's beginningless speech it encompasses everything that ever was and everything that will ever be.
فما فهمه سيدنا موسى مما يتعلق بحاله فهمه إياه حادث ولكن قيامه بذات الله تعالى أزلية أبدية.
So that which Musa understood that pertained to his specific state was his understanding, how that Allah made him understand. However, the speech itself was beginningless and existing through or in the essence of Allah.
والجوهر ما قام بنفسه والعرض ما قام بالجوهر.
And he is describing these two terms, a substance and an accident. A substance is that which exists through itself, and an accident is that which exists within a substance or by virtue of a substance substance's existence.
نكم أن نتابع إجابة المؤذن. نعم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه على سلم بمشين سبيل بإحسان يوم الدين. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة أجد سيدنا محمد نشت الفضيلة وشرف ذلك تعالى ذلك أبث المقام محمد الله تعالى أرحم الراحمين رب اغفر لي ولدي ربه ولدي ربه ولدي ربه ولدي ربه ولدي ارحمكم ربين صغيرا صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين. فمثلا جسم الإنسان أو جسم الكتاب جوهر.
So for instance, the body of a person or the physical object of a book is a substance.
لكن لونه وطوله وما تعلق بأوصافه الأخرى عرض.
However, the person's color or height or its other attributes are accidents.
فالجوهر ما قام بنفسه.
So a substance is that which exists in and of itself.
والعرض ما لا يقوم إلا بغيره.
And an accident is that which only exists through the existence of something else.
وما بقي من الدقائق نجيب على ما يتيسر لنا الإجابة عليه من الأسئلة.
And in the remaining moments, we will answer those questions which have come.
يسأل
من أمريكا عندما نقرأ الأوراد إذا كسر على سبيل المثال نجد صعوبة في الجمع بين اللفظ العربي واستحضار ترجمة المعنى ماذا تنصحون؟ هذا السؤال.
This question is from the people of the United States from America, and the questioner has trouble when reading invocations, for instance, Ayatul Kursi, with the blessings on the Prophet, to join between pronouncing it in Arabic and calling to mind or to heart the translation of the meaning. So they ask Habib Omar for his advice.
نقول درب اللسان على النطق بالعربية والاستمرار على ذلك حتى تصير عادة.
الحبيب said that the person should train their tongue to by persistently pronouncing these Arabic phrases until it becomes habituated or accustomed to that.
ثم تأمل المعاني من خلال ما فهمت من الترجمة شيئا فشيئا حتى يسهل عليك بعد الصعوبة.
Then ponder the meanings that you've understood from the translation of the meaning little by little until it becomes easier after having been difficult.
ونطقك وخصوصا بما كان من القرآن الكريم بنفس لفظه فيه خير كبير لك.
Your pronouncing the Arabic phrase, particularly if it is from the Noble Quran, in this is a great good for you.
ولو من قبل أن تفهم معناه.
Even prior to your understanding its meaning.
فإنه لفظ يوافق لفظ صاحب النبوة.
For indeed it is a phrase that coincides with that which was pronounced by the one of prophecy or the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وألفاظ صحابته وأهل بيته وصلحاء الأمة.
As well as the words of his companions, the people of his house and the pious of his ummah.
وموافقتك لهم في اللفظ عائدة عليك بنور وخير كبير.
And your coinciding or your speech coinciding to their speech, great good returns to you from this.
وإذا خف اللفظ على لسانك بكثرة التعود فافتح باب تأمل المعنى.
And when it becomes light on your tongue by repeatedly doing so, then open for yourself a door to the meaning.
عندك سؤال وهذا سؤال إذا من الأردن يقول يسأل عن مشكلة خارج القرآن التي تضرب بسببها الإمام أحمد بن حنبل.
A questioner from Jordan asked about the problem that occurred due to the discussion of the uncreatedness of the Quran and because of which our master Ahmad bin Hanbal was beaten.
وهذا مما يبرز ويظهر في الأمة من أنواع الفتن.
And this is one of the types of discord that manifests among the ummah.
حيث يحصل تعصب على شيء من المفاهيم أو شيء من الآراء فيراد حمل الناس عليها.
When fanaticism becomes attached to some understandings or some meanings, and due to this fanaticism, others try to force this opinion on. They try to force this opinion. Those holding this opinion try to force it on others.
ولم يزل الإمام أحمد ثابتا على قوله القرآن كلام الله لا أزيد على ذلك ولا أنقص.
Imam Ahmad remained steadfast in his saying, "The Quran is Allah's speech. I don't say any more or any less."
وبمعنى أن هذه الأسئلة لم تكن من رسول الله ولا من صحابته ولا القرن الأول.
The meaning of this is that these types of questions did not proceed from the Messenger of Allah, nor from his companions, nor from the first century or generation.
والمسألة كما قد وضحناها من أن إطلاق القرآن قد يطلق على بعض الأشياء المخلوقات كما مثلنا بالألفاظ وبالمكتوبات. ولكنه لما كان يتناول المعنى الآخر امتنع عن إطلاق لفظ الخلق عليه ومن دون تفهم هذا المعنى قامت المشكلة.
And the question is, as we have explained or clarified, that the word Quran is used to describe some other things that, like those which are mentioned, but because it is also used to describe Allah's beginningless speech, it's prohibited to call it created, And because of the misunderstanding or the lack of an understanding of this question, this problem arose.
وسائل من الدنمارك عن زوجته وهي حامل هل توصى بأذكار معينة.
A questioner from Denmark asks about his pregnant wife. Are there specific invocations which she is advised to make or say?
ينبغي أن تستحضر النية الصالحة في مشان ما يخرج منها من ذكر أو أنثى.
She should make or call to heart pious intentions of that child which she is carrying, whether it be male or female.
وتكثر من قراءة آية الكرسي.
And she should say much or recite much Ayatul Kursi.
ومن اسم يا لطيف.
And his saying Ya Latif.
ومن الصلاة على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم.
ويسأل أن المغرب عندهم يؤذن الساعة العاشرة فهل يمكن تقديم الورد اللطيف قبل المغرب؟
The questioner asks about Maghrib is at 10 p.m. with them, and can they recite Al-Wird Al-Latif prior to Maghrib?
أنا أقول جميع الأوراد التي الورد اللطيف وجميع الأذكار التي هي أذكار للصباح والمساء يمكن قراءتها هذا من عند الزوال أذكار المساء إلى نصف الليل وأذكار الصباح من نصف الليل إلى المساء إلى الزوال فكل هذا الوقت يمكن قراءة أذكار الصباح والمساء فيه.
He said, Wird al-Latif, and other than it, of the invocations that are made in the morning and the evening invocations can be recited from the Zawal, which is when the sun crosses the zenith, basically when Dhuhr time comes in, until halfway through the night. Those are the evening invocations, and the morning invocations can be recited from halfway through the night until, again, the sun crosses the zenith.
أكملوا بارك الله لنا ولكم ونظر الله لنا وليكم وكان من أدعيتي نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا هلا هلال رجب أن يقول اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان.
From the invocations of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the new moon of Rajab would come, O Allah, bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach Ramadan.
ونحن ندعو الله بما دعا به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we ask Allah with that.
وتسأل من كندا عن ما دواء الخجل وما دواء التعلق برأي الناس فينا.
A questioner asks from Canada, what is the remedy of shame and what is the remedy of being excessively attached to the opinion of others concerning oneself?
أما الخجل فإن أريد ما يدخل تحت دائرة الحياء فهو خير.
And you could also translate this as embarrassment. And he said, as for this word, khajal, if what's meant by it is that which is within the sphere of shyness, then it's good.
وعلامته أنه لا يكون بسببه تقصير في واجب ولا إقرار على مخالف للشريعة.
And the sign of this, i.e. it being good, is that it doesn't cause negligence in the performance of obligations or condoning things which are prohibited in the sacred law.
وما خرج عن دائرة الحياة إلى الجبن أو المداهنة فمذموم.
And that which goes outside of the proper sphere of shyness and it falls into cowardice, or dissimulation is, or hypocrisy you could say, is blameworthy.
ودواؤه ابتعاث عظمة المسؤولية وإدراك شأنها ثم التعود على أداء الواجب.
And the remedy for this is stirring in one's heart the comprehension of the magnificence of the responsibility and going forth to fulfill it and also becoming accustomed to doing so.
أما تعلق القلب برأي الناس في شخص الإنسان فدواؤه أن يوقن أنهم ليس بيده من الأمر شيء.
And the remedy of a person being excessively attached to others' opinion about them is for the person to call to heart the certainty that they cannot avail the person whatsoever.
وأنه يجب أن يكون متعلقا بمن بيده الأمر كله وإليه يرجع الأمر كله.
And that the person is required to have his or her heart attached to the one in whose hand is the whole affair and the one to whom the whole affair returns. And in the first you could say his being certain that none of the affair returns to people.
وَلَقَدْ قَالَ قُدْوَتُنَا الْعُظْمَى وَقَدْ رُمِيَ مِنْ قِبَلِ أُنَاسٍ بِالْحِجَارَةِ فِي خِطَابِ لِلَّهِ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِكَ عَلَيَّ غَضَبٌ فَلَا أُبَالِي.
And our greatest example said when he was stoned by people, when he was addressing the divine, when he was addressing Allah, if you're not angry with me, then I don't care.
ولنتذكر أن الناس أساءوا الكلام في آرائهم عن الله تبارك خالقهم.
And we should also remember that people had spoke ill in their misunderstandings of their very Creator and of Allah.
وعن أنبيائه ورسله وهم صفوته من الخلق.
And they also spoke ill of his prophets and messengers, and they are his chosen among his creation.
فكيف تكون عندنا بعد ذلك مبالاة برأي الناس وإرادة أن يكونوا معنا أحسن مما كانوا مع الله ومع رسله.
So how could then we care about the opinion of people and want them to treat us better than they treated Allah and his prophets?
قال تعالى كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون.
Allah said the translation of the meaning, similarly, those who came before you, or they did not come before you of messengers, save that they said that he was a sorcerer or that he was a madman.
فلنصدق في طلب المنزلة عند الله وذلك يدفع عنا الالتفات إلى مقالات الناس.
So we should be true or genuine in our seeking a station with Allah, and that will fend from us directing our intention to the things that people say.
نسأل الله أن يمدنا بالتوفيق ونور الإيمان واليقين وكمال التحقق بحقائق التصديق وحقائق الإنابة والمعرفة بالحق تعالى. اللهم نزه قلوبنا عن التعلق بمن دونك واجعلنا من قوم تحبهم ويحبونك. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان وعنا على الصيام والقيام. فضنا من الآثام ورضنا باليسير من المنام. وادفع السوء عنا وعن أهل الإسلام والإيمان وأصلح شؤوننا وشؤون المسلمين أجمعين. واجعلنا في الهداة المهتدين ورقنا يا ربي إلى أعلى مراتب اليقين. وأعذنا من شر أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا وبلغنا من خيرات الدارين فوق أمالنا. وأصلح الأحوال وادفع الأحوال وارزقنا القبول والإقبال وانفعنا والسامعين والقارئين لهذا الدرس والمترددين إليه بأعظم النفع وأوسعه. وارفعنا مراتب قربك والفهم عنك وافتح لنا أبواب العناية منك. وأعذنا من شر أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا وتولنا في جميع أحوالنا وأطوارنا واشمل بالخير أهلنا ولدنا وذرارينا والمسلمين واجعلنا في أنفعهم ومبركهم عليهم واختم لنا بالحسنى وأنت راض عنا بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.